What's going on, guys and girls? So we're back here for episode 2 of a Q&A that we put on. So it's not just me. You won't have to just listen to my boring voice. We've also got Gemma here, who's my fiance. For anyone that is tuning in, you will realise Gemma is not a coach, but Gemma makes really good food. So when it comes down to food, when it comes down to recipes or anything like that, Gemma will do a lot of the speaking because I'm not the most creative people when it comes to food, am I?
No, not at all. Yeah. Well, I think you've cooked me like 2 meals in the nearly 5 years we've been together.
Yeah, but you normally moan at me when I'm cooking.
Yeah, because one, you look dangerous, and two, you don't know what you're doing.
I don't look dangerous.
You do. You look like you're going to cut your fingers off.
It's
going to
be quite funny.
Well, it
wouldn't. Well, it would be funny. It hurt. But, no, Gemma is one of these, backseat chefs. So you're cooking, and it's like, I wouldn't do it that way. And I'm one of these people who's like, I don't like that. So I'm like, you know what? You just fucking do it. Because you're just going to keep on telling me what I'm doing anyway. So you do it. Right? So I just let Gemma do the cooking. Although, I'm not, again, I can cook, but I'm not creative. Mm-hmm. You're creative. You like playing around and kind of just chucking things in and going, yeah, that tastes nice. But me, I'm just like structure.
Chicken in a wrap.
Yeah. Like, to put it in context, is my 3 meals a day are the same meals every day. Literally, aren't they?
Yeah. Boring.
Like, I might rotate here and there, like the protein sources and the carb sources and the fat sources, but I pretty much have set meals where you're more like variety. You like variety, don't you?
Oh, yeah. You get bored if you eat the same stuff every day. You won't stick to what you want to stick to.
I stick to it. I see. I've tried variety, personally. It doesn't work for me.
It's because you're lazy.
No, I'm not lazy.
It is.
No, it's like structure. I think for
me, if you
structure
know what you're
works.
Making.
Yeah, but the last, I don't want to think about it. I just want to come in, know what I'm doing. Because I'm, literally, as we go along through these Q&As, and as you all start asking about our relationship, is I am always thinking and working, aren't I, really?
Like, yeah, you're pretty boring.
Yeah. To you, I'm boring. But I don't really switch off that much. So for me, thinking about food is the last thing I want to do. So keeping the meals the same makes it really easy for me. It makes it really simple. So although we're not going to speak about this today, we'll actually cover it another day, just know if you like structure or variety, and I guess doing that will teach you which one you like. I find a lot of people, they do structure, but really they want variety, and that's how they're going to stick to it. And some people, like I did previously, is I do variety when I hate variety and it's too much complication for me. So structure works for me. You need to find what works for you, but you can only really do that from trial and error. So the thing that we're going to go through today, what are we going through today?
I can't remember.
Really can't remember? Long term
and
short term.
Long term.
Right?
Yeah.
Which one should you take?
Yeah.
What do you prefer?
Long term.
You prefer long term?
Yeah. Because you've got more chance to achieve it.
Okay. But if you was to do...
But if you had something you're doing it for, like, if you have a special event coming up, then I suppose short-term works.
Yeah.
Because you have something to focus on.
Focus on, right? What if, in terms of, like, say you wanted to get down, do you prefer, like, more of a short-term approach in terms of, I'm going to really just push it hard and just go for it? Or do you prefer, like, I'm going to take a slow
if
approach?
I wanted to get down to what?
Like you're trying to achieve something.
Depends what you're trying to achieve.
Even if it's not really got a massive goal at the end of it, like, say, a wedding or something, would you prefer going, like, I'm just going to try and go hell for leather on it? Or do you prefer, okay, I'm going to slowly bring things down, I'm going to slowly take an approach? I know it's different from you and me.
Yeah, I think slowly. There's more chance of sticking to it, I think.
Yeah, see, so like,
if you make little changes along the way rather than change everything all at once.
See, where for me, I prefer to go for like 8 weeks sort of thing and just give it everything. That's how I, like, I'm a very, at times, an all or nothing, aren't I? I'm kind of like, I'm going to give everything or I'm not going to give much sort of thing. And I'm very like, I'm very competitive.
Oh, yeah.
I love winning.
Like, and even though you don't do it very often.
I win at everything.
No, you do not.
I win at everything. See, Gemma thinks, okay, we play Trivial Pursuit at night sometimes, okay? And Gemma thinks she can beat me all the time, right? doesn't happen.
90% of the time I do beat you.
No, you always lose.
No, I do not.
You normally win the first three rounds, and in the fourth round, you just get nervous.
Yeah, but so then I've won 90%.
Yeah, but guess what? You still lost the game. That's like saying you were leading 2-0 up until the 90th minute, meaning you won 90% of the game, because
if I won three of the games and I've won three, you've won once, that's 3-1, James.
Yeah, but at the ultimate end of the game, when the final whistle goes, you've lost. So you can't say you won, you win.
Okay.
So technically, James always wins.
You'll find it's easier just to agree with James to shut him up.
Yeah, but I still win.
In your head, you win.
No, I'm competitive, I win.
Like a child. Right.
Yeah.
So it's just easier to agree to shut you up. Move on.
I'm just competitive. I like winning. Who doesn't like winning? Right? Put a review and tell me you like winning. I bet everyone kind of says they love winning.
Yeah, but there's liking winning and then there's taking it to the next level, which you do. Like, you chuck the controller if you don't win.
I'm competitive. I like winning. I think it's a good thing to like winning. So long term, short term, to get back on track, right? We're just literally sorting out something, that's why I went a little bit silent. But we won't cut that stuff out like most other podcasts, because guess what, it makes it more real. But, literally, I prefer short term. I'm pretty much like, I'm just going to go for it and try and do as much and as quick as possible. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't think long term. I think this is where there's a lot of confusion nowadays, is that a lot of people, when they're doing it, is they focus, they're doing a short-term goal, like a 12-week transformation or an 8-week or a 16-week transformation, which is short in the grand scheme of things. However, that's all they focus on. And there's no long-term process behind it. Where for me, I know when I done my 12 weeks and we've just come off like an 8-week challenge, which we decided that we were going to do against each other before Christmas, was...
Which I won.
I won. I so won that. You did not win.
I did.
We didn't know what we were measuring against, so no one really won. Right, so if you're going to choose a challenge, make sure you know what you're challenging for, because we didn't. Right, but for me, although it wasn't like an 8-week short-term thing or a 12-week short-term thing, there's always a long-term process in mind. What I mean by that is I'm not just, you know, like a lot of people nowadays, or these instant gratifications like, going to do like a juice cleanse or a detox or anything like that. I'm not bashing them. Do I like them? No. Do you like them? Would you do one?
I'd give it a go.
We'll just see how it feels.
Yeah.
Even though it's completely not right.
Well, you would tell me it's not right, so then I would stop probably.
Yeah. Gemma's got a lot of learning from me. Because I like geek. I'm like a geek. Which is funny because I was a real shitty student at school. I was the most annoying person ever.
Yeah, but you're only a geek in this. You're not really clever at anything else.
Marvel.
Okay.
I geek out about Marvel or DC. I like those things. But yeah, I'm out of track. But for me, short-term works. For Gemma, as you heard, long-term works. You prefer long-term, doing it slowly, slowly, slowly. With me, I'm more like, actually, I'm going to just take a deep dive and just go for it. Sort of thing, and really kind of give it as, like, not saying that Gemma doesn't give it as much as she can, but I'm like, I'll take it more to like an extreme, but realize that there's a long-term process in mind and I wouldn't do it long-term. And I think that's where the problem is now, is we've got these two bands in the fitness industry of, you've got the sustainability camp, meaning we're going to take a really slow-term approach and results that you achieve can sometimes be so minuscule that you really you don't feel like you're making progress. But then you've got the other side of the camp, and there's no kind of middle ground in where they're just like short term and they're going to give it everything. They do really well, really short term and see great progress, but they haven't thought about the long term process. And the problem is there, they then do things in an unhealthy manner or carry on doing things that just don't really work, and then they get really annoyed and they do stupid stuff basically. So what I'd say is, for most people, you need to find out like what suits you. Like for Gemma, it's long term, right? You like doing the slow yeah. approach. Where for me and my personality, I like fast, I like just going for it sort of thing, and neither is right or wrong, and both will get to a goal. Mine might be quicker, yours might be a little bit slower, but it still gets you there. It still gets you to what you want to achieve. However, both approaches have a long-term process in mind. There's still a bigger thing that you're trying to hit. So don't just, if you're doing a short-term, don't just focus on the short-term. You still need to focus on the long-term. You still need to focus on there's a process behind it and there's a bigger goal that you're trying to hit.
That's what I meant when I said I prefer long-term. So what do you do after the 12 weeks? Because most people do a 12-week thing.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, I can go back to eating the crap that I used to eat.
Right? And that's the thing. That's what I'm trying to say with the long-term process, right? Is short-term, you have a short-term goal. So you're like, this is the way I see it. Shoot for the stars, then reverse engineer and create the progress markers that you need to make. Year by year, month by month, week by week, day by day sort of thing that you need to do. And then create them in like 3-month processes or something. So like 3 months, I'm going to really give it sort of thing. This, I'm only talking about short term here. And then what they do is like, so for me, I use myself as an example when I did the 12 weeks. I kind of did like really harder approach, really went for it, got really good results. And then for a while, I just sat and maintained and kind of held my body into a new position. Kind of sat there and let my body get used to the position that it's now in. And then I kind of went, okay, cool. I haven't really put anything on or not much. Fluctuated between the two, maybe 2 kilos up, 2 kilos below. And then got to a position and was like, okay, I'm going to push again for another 8 weeks. But there was always a longer term approach. I wasn't being a div and going, and it's, you're not a div if you do it. It's just a lack of education. It's a lack of kind of knowing the body. It's a lack of kind of setting bigger goals. This is why I'm not really, and we'll talk about it at a later date, but I'm not massive on setting small realistic goals. I think a lot of people do it and then they go way off track because they no longer have something to carry on going for. I'm more shoot for the stars, go big, go hard sort of thing, and then just create processes that lead you towards it. And again, those goalposts will always move, right? So you need to kind of do that. So yeah, long term works. If you want to take a slower approach, that's what's going to work for you. Do it. It will still get you to your goal. If you do a shorter term approach, then do that. It will get you to your goal, possibly get you there quicker, but realize it's not as sustainable, and you need to start putting yourself back into a position where it will become sustainable, and then you might push again. So both work, really. That's what I think, and you just need to find which one works for you. But always have the main thing that goes behind it is always have the longer term process in mind. If you don't, then start focusing on that, because trust me, what will happen is you won't have that massive rebound like most people do. You won't go completely off track and go back to what you were doing and then put it all back on and put yourself back into a worse position and then have to redo the whole thing again. Instead, have a long term process in mind, hit it hard. If you want to do a short-term approach, that's what's going to work for you. And then slowly push yourself back into sustainability. We will talk about how that affects the body at a later date. This is more just in terms of mindset. But find, do you want a short-term approach, but always focus on the long-term process? Or do you want a longer approach, but still focus on a longer process that will come together? Yeah?
Yeah.
Sound good?
Sounds good.
Sounds good. All right. We're out. We are going. Where are we going? What are we doing? We're just going out, aren't we?
Yeah, sorting birthday stuff out.
Sorting birthday stuff out. Yeah, it's my birthday on Tuesday.
If it's not your birthday, we're sorting out.
No. It's not very nice. It's my birthday on Tuesday. So if you want to leave a review and say happy birthday to James, that'd be very nice.
You fishing.
I am fishing. I'm going to say, you've got to take it as you get. Right, so there you go. I'm out. Gemma, you're out.
Goodbye.
Sounds so posh. I'm out. Peace.
Cheerio.
See you later.